This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's snowpack is close to average across most of the western slope, which includes the crucial Colorado River Basin. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
We have an El Nino winter going on right now, and what that means for us is a pretty strong west-to-east jet stream flow that has already resulted in a couple of good dumping storms in the mountains.
However, in southern Colorado, the Sangre de Cristo and San Juan Mountains are considered national standouts for snow drought, at least at this point in the season. One of the paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain was called to the witness stand this morning. Peter Chikuniak testified about treating McClain after he was violently restrained by police.
Well, he needed help. We needed to help him. When we go to calls, our toolbox is this big, and we think of anything that could be in our protocol. And then with the signs and symptoms that we see, it pinpoints to a protocol that we follow. So with his signs and symptoms, it appeared that he was suffering from excited delirium.
Paramedics arrived while McClain was pinned to the ground and in medical distress. Chikuniak and fellow Aurora paramedic Jeremy Cooper faced charges of reckless manslaughter and assault. And this just in, Colorado has released its first group of wolves today. They arrived from Oregon. The release was part of a ballot initiative passed by voters in 2020 to reintroduce wolves to the state. Officials are keeping the exact location of the release a secret to give the wolves the best chance to adapt. You're listening to CPR News.